Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter 38. Now Shephatiah, the son of Mattan, Gedaliah, the son of Pashur, Jukol, the son of Shelemiah, and Pashur, the son of Malchiah, heard the words that Jeremiah was saying to all the people. Thus says the Lord, he who stays in this city shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence, but he who goes out to the Chaldeans shall live. He shall have his life as a prize of war and live. Thus says the Lord, this city shall surely be given into the hand of the army of the king of Babylon and be taken. Then the official said to the king, let this man be put to death, for he is weakening the hands of the soldiers who are left in this city and the hands of all the people by speaking such words to them. For this man is not seeking the welfare of this people, but their harm. King Zedekiah said, behold, he is in your hands, for the king can do nothing against you. So they took Jeremiah and cast him into the cistern of Malchiah, the king's son, which was in the court of the guard, letting Jeremiah down by ropes. There was no water in the cistern, but only mud, and Jeremiah sank in the mud. When Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, a eunuch who was in the king's house, heard that they had put Jeremiah into the cistern, the king was sitting in the measurement gate, Ebed-Melech went from the king's house and said to the king, my lord the king, these men have done evil in all that they did to Jeremiah the prophet by casting him into the cistern, and he will die there of hunger, for there is no bread left in the city. Then the king commanded Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, take 30 men with you from here and lift Jeremiah the prophet out of the cistern before he dies. So Ebed-Melech took the men with him and went to the house of the king, to a wardrobe in the storehouse, and took from there old rags and worn-out clothes, which he let down to Jeremiah in the cistern by ropes. Then Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian said to Jeremiah, put the rags and clothes between your armpits and the ropes. Jeremiah did so. Then they drew Jeremiah up with ropes and lifted him out of the cistern, and Jeremiah remained in the court of the guard. King Zedekiah sent for Jeremiah the prophet and received him at the third entrance of the temple of the Lord. The king said to Jeremiah, I will ask you a question. Hide nothing from me. Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, if I tell you, will you not surely put me to death? And if I give you counsel, you will not listen to me. Then King Zedekiah swore secretly to Jeremiah, as the Lord lives, who made our souls, I will not put you to death or deliver you into the hand of these men who seek your life. Then Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, if you will surrender to the officials of the king of Babylon, then your life shall be spared, and this city shall not be burned with fire, and you and your house shall live. But if you do not surrender to the officials of the king of Babylon, then this city shall be given into the hand of the Chaldeans. They shall burn it with fire, and you shall not escape from their hand. King Zedekiah said to Jeremiah, I am afraid of the Judeans who have deserted to the Chaldeans, lest I be handed over to them, and they deal cruelly with me. Jeremiah said, you shall not be given to them. Obey now the voice of the Lord in what I say to you, and it shall be well with you, and your life shall be spared. But if you refuse to surrender, this is the vision which the Lord has shown to me. Behold, all the women left in the house of the king of Judah were being led out to the officials of the king of Babylon and were saying, your trusted friends have deceived you and prevailed against you. Now that your feet are sunk in the mud, they turn away from you. All your wives and your sons shall be led out to the Chaldeans, and you yourself shall not escape from their hand, but shall be seized by the king of Babylon, and this city shall be burned with fire. Then Zedekiah said to Jeremiah, let no one know of these words, and you shall not die. If the officials hear that I have spoken with you and come to you and say to you, tell us what you said to the king and what the king said to you, hide nothing from us, and we will not put you to death. Then you shall say to them, I made a humble plea to the king that he would not send me back to the house of Jonathan to die there. Then all the officials came to Jeremiah and asked him, and he answered them as the king had instructed him. So they stopped speaking with him, for the conversation had not been overheard. And Jeremiah remained in the court of the guard until the day that Jerusalem was taken. Chapter 39.
Smith, the sure resource. The Lord is my helper. Hebrews 13:6. Creatures sometimes would help us, but they cannot. And sometimes they could help us, but they will not. Yet the Christian need not be discouraged. He has a friend who can and is always willing to help him. It is his God, his sure resource. He may be disappointed by others, but this is divinely appointed in order to lead him to trust only in his God. Beloved, our God himself loves to help us. It is his delight to do us good. He is pleased to see us coming to him for assistance, or for grace, or for his blessing, especially if we come in a filial spirit as children to a father. Help is sure to be needed, for we have many difficulties to overcome, many foes to conquer, many trials to endure, many duties to perform, and many privileges to enjoy. But not one of them can be attended to with success without divine help. We have to maintain our profession, mortify sin, cultivate holiness, live above the world, exercise our graces, and labor for God. But such is our ignorance, and such is our weakness, that unless we are assisted by divine wisdom and strengthened by divine power, we shall utterly fail in every point. God is a powerful and omnipotent helper. He has heaven and earth at his command. It is nothing for him to help. He can work deliverance by the weakest instruments, and often does, in order to confound the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. He is a wise and judicious helper, and affords his assistance in such a way as to hide pride from men, exercise the graces of his people, try the sincerity of those who profess to rely upon him, and keep his saints humble at his footstool. He equally displays his grace, wisdom, and power in the help he affords, the supplies he sends, and the deliverances he works. Believer, see what you have to expect. You will be tried. You will feel your own weakness. You will learn more and more your need of divine help. Yes, you will be brought to see that only the Lord can afford you the help you need, that you need a helper who is infinite in wisdom, omnipotent in power, and whose grace is immutable and free. See to whom you are to look for help in every duty, trial, or conflict. To the Lord always, for all that you need, and to him alone. The Lord is my helper. Hebrews 13:6.